the rest of the story. One grand voice near dominated television, opera, and the concert stage for half a hundred years, and it still does. The custodian of that monumental voice is first to acknowledge it took a miracle. 50 years ago, Jerome Hines electrified audiences. 41 of those years, 830 of those performances with our Metropolitan Opera. And then there were 13 years of television's Firestone Hour when Jerome Hines was a weekly guest in most every American home. He made scores of performances for world leaders, four in our own White House. And all of those years, few knew that this biggest human voice was threatened by deep, dark self-doubt. Not just the cancer when he was 50, but time and again the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune conspired to destroy him. Now, says Jerome Hines, I can appreciate how hard God was trying to get my attention. Indeed, each despairing time that he was about to give in and give up, God commanded performance. And that may explain better than anything else why this great man, Jerome Hines is 6 feet six, moved by the Gospel of St. John, wrote the opera entitled I Am the Way, an opera which next June he will perform at the prestigious Bolshoi in Moscow. Jerome Hines, now motivated by a mission bigger than himself, shares a message as old as the Gospels with a voice utterly undiminished in its 71st year. Indeed, music scholars and he agree the voice range is as wide as it ever was, and its heights are even more secure. But this is the rest of the story. Jerome Hines, as a singer, was first discovered when he was but a schoolboy. He was in the seventh grade, singing with his school glee club. However, it was not until that glee club performed in concert in the school auditorium that his teacher, a Miss Clark, singled him out. The next day, she said that she had heard one voice during the concert which she had not recognized. So she asked each member of the glee club to sing solo a few measures of last night's feature song. So one at a time, they sang for her as she played the piano. No, Harold, it was not you. And she kept going right on down the row. Walter, you sing. Walter sang. No, Walter's was not the voice that she had heard. Jerome? Then and there, Jerome Hines delivered the first command performance of a voice that one day would thrill kings and queens and presidents, a voice that one day would bring Mussorgsky's magnificent Boris Godunov to life as no operatic basso before nor since, a voice that one day would be heard in more consecutive seasons at the Met than any other in the history of that storied opera house. And Jerome had sung fewer than a dozen notes before Miss Clark interrupted. That's it, she said. That's the voice. That's the one. Yours, she said. Jerome, yours is the off-pitch voice that ruined last night's concert. And with those words, she threw Jerome Hines out of his grade school glee club. That, that is the rest of the story.